Hey everyone, it's Dean here. Welcome to Open Source Growth, the number one destination for direct response advertising strategies for software as a service companies to help you enable T2, D3 growth on your terms. Now, today's episode, it's a Saturday afternoon, and I'm making a faux pas with my regime, and it's more like my routine. Anyway, because for the past 30 days or 31 days in March, I haven't had a single dose of caffeine on a weekday. So essentially, I've quit caffeine. And in today's episode, I want to go through why I've quit caffeine, why it hasn't been as difficult as I thought it once would be, and the wild performance improvements quitting caffeine has enabled me as a founder to lead this marketing agency. Now, caffeine is something that has been a massive part of my life for, I think, ever since I was about a 16 or 17 year old boy. My mum, especially coming from Melbourne in Australia, we are the cafe, pretty much the, apart from like one of the other major cities, like whether it be Paris or Rome or any of that, like Australian cafe culture, especially Melbourne cafe culture, has been a massive part of my life since I was a little boy. Whether it be shooting off in spare periods when I went to Geelong College for a latte, or when I was doing my high school, or going to university and staying up in the afternoons, smashing out assignments and drinking a piccolo latte, or sitting at cafes with friends on your days off and chewing the fat and talking shit with the fellas. You know, drinking coffee and drinking caffeinated coffee has been a huge part of my life. It's helped me stay up late, study for assignments, to push through. It's been a huge part of my social, taking part in the social fabric of the world we live in Australia. Going to cafes, having your cafe, getting to know the people at your cafe, the people who serve you, feeling like you're connected as part of the community. It's been a point of real pleasure and excitement to work within the industry. For a very long time, we've supported micro coffee roasters, and we've also supported the Kiosk Talkie, who are not only clients of ours, but great friends, like some of my best friends. In fact, Valery Kachenko, the founder of Micro Coffee in Torquay, he was at my wedding, my elopement with my beautiful wife and a very tightly held group of friends. And Valery is one of the best coffee people on the planet. His espresso has won many awards. I think it was number 2 in Australia for a very long time, and some of his blends are exceptional. In fact, I'm having a break from my caffeine detox today and drinking some of Valery coffee. In fact, I'm going to put a link in the description to this podcast to both his decaf and the single origin, because they're both phenomenal products, and I think everybody who does love coffee should be solely engaged with the micro coffee roaster brand. So mad shout out to you, Valery. But like, ever since I was a little boy, a teenager to say the least, coffee's been a big part of me and my life. I brew coffee at home, I grind the beans, I'm obsessive about whether it be a V60 or an AeroPress or a French press, or whether it be an espresso. I've got multiple coffee machines and multiple coffee apparatus. I love coffee, and a big part of coffee is caffeine. Now, I'm not sure about you, but there is so much content online from a guy called Andrew Huberman who talks about microdosing with caffeine to increase your performance. And we hear a lot of other people talking about where caffeine came from and why caffeine has been a big part of our society. I heard through a grapevine as well that the reason why coffee took off in the Industrial Revolution was because of the fact that it kept workers on the plant on the plants and in the factories for longer, so they could work not only 6 hours, but you could keep them going for 9, 10, 12, even 16 hours. And that was mainly due to people being provided with free coffee at work. So caffeine, as you know, it does improve like your level of awareness or acute awareness in small doses. What it can also do is increase your sex drive and help promote swimmer health or sperm health. However, coffee has been acutely and unashamedly tied to anxiety, to feeling completely scattered or wired, or you're completely buzzing, but you can't actually string a coherent thought together. Today, when I'm doing this podcast, I haven't been drinking coffee for weeks, and I'm having a French press from Micro, and I've had 2 big cups of French press, and I can feel the buzz. I can feel my head darting from left to right, and it's not coherent with its thoughts like it normally would be when I'm off caffeine. What coffee also does, and what caffeine does, is it doesn't actually make you more alert. It just prevents you from feeling tired. So what's fascinating about caffeine from my research is that the caffeine doesn't make you more alert. It just gives you the feeling of being more alert. Your work or your flow is more scattered because your head's darting from left to right. And if you're anxious, like myself, like any good agency owner would be, because you're trying to spin so many plates at the same time, what it can do is just keeps you up longer, worrying more, and your output, you may just be doing more and more, pushing on into the night, but your quality of your output may just be as bad, if not worse. When things took a turn for the worse when I was in Bali recently, I ended up on an IV drip. Now, the reason why I ended up on an IV drip is I just don't know why. From my understanding, we went out in Seminyak. I went to a very nice restaurant. I had a burger. I didn't feel right. I drank maybe 3 or 4 cocktails when I barely even drink to begin with. Went out to a nightclub. Lots of people were smoking there. And then all of a sudden got home, vomited, had an espresso the next morning and maybe something light. My stomach didn't really recover for 2 to 3 days. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a bud, pretty much passing out in the car. And we got some A-grade medical help in Bali. And I had an IV drip, gastro stop, all this sort of stuff. And what it came down to was that coffee was one of the main reasons why I crashed. Not only was it like spicy food, there was a whole heap of things that led to this one point where I blew up. And technically now what I have is dyspepsia, which is a minor gastric creating eating disordery thing. I decided at that point that I'd give coffee a bit of a detox and not drink coffee every day. In fact, avoid caffeine altogether. That's no Coca-Cola, no Pepsi Max, that's no super duper hardcore green tea, that's no Scotch and Cokes or Canadian Club and Coke. Like, there's none of that stuff. No cola, no Pepsi Max, no caffeinated, deeply caffeinated substances. And I'd give it a go for about a month. Here's what happened when I quit caffeine. Because I'm blessed in the sense that I don't have an addictive personality, I experienced no withdrawals from having caffeine in my system, which was an amazing thing. I woke up just as tired as I normally would. I came together better, though, every single day. When I dropped caffeine, I felt less anxious. In fact, I felt more in control of my day. And that's an amazing thing, and that's what you need when you're leading a marketing agency. You need to feel in control of your day. There are a million things that could go right or wrong at any given minute. Don't get me wrong, there's winning campaigns, there's people's emotions, there's things that are inside and outside of your control at all times. And that line can be blurred between inside and outside of your control, whether it be Facebook ads or Google ads going wrong, accounts getting shut down, clients doing wacky and wonderful things. Like, things can go crazy. But I felt more at peace. And what was interesting, and this is what really has me putting whiskers on caffeine and caffeinated drinks, was that my concentration, I think it went up 10x. So instead of being someone who could concentrate on writing an ad for, say, 2 hours, I could power through 12 to 14 hours. I was focused, I was firing, I was pumping out the most beautiful, delicately structured strategy documents with utmost attention and focus for days on end without the feeling of burning out. It was phenomenal. And it just made me think, wow, like, what other substances are in my life? And how are these substances potentially impeding my performance? In fact, it's been so profound. I'm now regretting drinking so much coffee throughout my entire life. If I just substituted the amount of coffee I drank with high quality filtered water, I believe my business would be about 2 to 3 times bigger than what it is today. And that's a huge revelation for myself. That's nuts. It is totally nuts. Like, I've never had such incredible focus. As soon as I've dropped my coffee consumption and replaced it with high quality filtered water. What I've also done is I've started to focus on things like herbal teas, like lemongrass and ginger, peppermint, green tea, jasmine tea. And don't get me wrong, there are some amounts of caffeine in green tea and jasmine tea. But what's interesting is that the amount of caffeine that's in green tea or jasmine tea is practically non-existent when you compare it to decaf from what you get at a cafe. So if you get a decaf coffee from an espresso machine, you will often have a lot more caffeine in that decaf coffee than you do when you have a green tea out of a tea bag at home. What I'm now starting to think about is, oh wow, I've dropped coffee, I've got high quality water, I'm thinking really clearly, I'm able to power through, I've got this untapped amount of energy. Will I go back to coffee? And here I am today drinking coffee. I'm drinking caffeinated coffee, but I can't see myself drinking caffeinated coffee in the same functional way that I did once before. I'm now looking at caffeine the same way I look at Cuban cigars. I'm looking at caffeine the same way I look at alcohol. I'm looking at caffeine as a sometimes substance. I'm looking at it as a necessary evil, which is related to the things that I love. For instance, I love cognac and I love brandy. I have a lot of time for brandies that come out of France and Australia and Greece. But that is something that I would partake in, say, once or twice a month. Or Cuban cigars. I love Cuban cigars. I love Dominican cigars. I love Davidoff and Cohiba and Punch and Ufft, you know, and Bolivar cigars. There are some beautiful cigars, Key d'Orsay, you name it. The whole Habanos catalog is just delicious to myself. The Romeo Julieta Short Churchill and Petite Churchill cigars, they're so damn exciting to me. But I'm going to be looking at caffeine through the same lens that I look through Cuban cigars. Okay, great. I'm having a Cuban cigar. I might have a caffeinated coffee at the same time. But that's it. Done. This is a sometimes food or a sometimes treat. This is something I will not be incorporating as part of my everyday because my business and my life is far too important to me with respect to these substances, because these substances like caffeine prevent you from showing up and being your best self to your family, to your friends, to your businesses, to your team, to your colleagues, to your priest, to your whatever, to your opposition. This is standing in the way of you being great. And I can't tell you guys enough that I am one of the biggest coffee advocates on the planet. I am absolutely obsessed with it. Like, today's coffee is a single origin coffee coming straight out of Ethiopia. It's berry, it's fruity, there's savory notes. It's absolutely amazing. I've plunged it to perfection with filtered water, with my own six scoops of coffee to 1 liter of water recipe, which I have absolutely optimized for this blend. Can you see the level of obsession around coffee here? Believe me, I never thought after dropping caffeine for a month that I would ever be in this position, because I love coffee. But for goodness sakes, when you see the benefits of dropping this substance, you will follow suit. If you are drinking coffee, if you see yourself as being dependent on caffeine, if you have an addictive personality, don't be afraid to ask for help. Seek out alternatives. Speak to your doctor. Speak to a naturopath or anybody that can help you with weaning yourself off this substance. My wife, Hannah, has an addictive personality, and she found it very difficult to get off caffeine. But 2 weeks of staying strong to the cause, Hannah's free of caffeine use, and she is firing on all cylinders. Like, she is so much better for it, and she thanks me for it. In fact, her body's working better. The way she feels in the morning isn't dependent on the cup of joe that we pour for her. Like, she is a happy camper. And it's because she made one small change in her lifestyle. Guys, it's pretty crazy. Like, I'm quitting caffeine. Going forward, if I'm going to be drinking coffee, it's only ever going to be decaf coffee. And thankfully, the guys at Micro Coffee Roasters have the most phenomenal decaf single origin coffee that comes directly out of Brazil. And thankfully, it pairs so beautifully with chocolate, so beautifully with biscuits, especially when you French press it. And it'll even pair beautifully with my favorite Cuban cigars as well. There are options for you if you are wanting to explore this path. I'm going to make that extension. If you are running a marketing team and you are feeling wildly anxious, consider dropping coffee. Drink better water. See how much your life improves. It's really that simple. So if you do have any questions, feel free to hit me up. My email, as always, you can find it on the show notes here. It's dean.denny@owendenny.com. And if you are growing a software company or a marketing agency, or if you're growing an e-commerce brand or an online platform and you're anxious, caffeine could be a massive contributor to that. Instead of having to smash some form of pill to deal with your anxiety, look at your diet, look at your water consumption, look at what you're eating, and see whether or not there is a direct correlation with your feelings of anxiety and the amount of caffeine that you're consuming every single day. Because if you can address these things, believe it or not, your life is going to improve. Growing your business is not going to be such a puzzle. Your head's not going to be everywhere. You will be focused and eyed up. Like, you will just be so G'd up about life once you overcome that 2 week, you know, that 2 week crunch. So guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Open Source Growth. I quit caffeine. The last 30 days of my life have been phenomenal. And whilst I am drinking caffeine now, believe me, I now have single origin coffee, which is totally decaffeinated from Micro Coffee Roasters, which I'm going to encourage you all to check out, because the results have been so profound that I cannot wait to demonstrate the revenue changes we've made simply because of dropping that cup of joe every morning. That's it from me. Thank you so much for tuning in to Open Source Growth, your number one destination for direct response advertising strategies, growth marketing, and everything you need to blow up your SaaS company this year. I'm your host, Dean Denny. It's been unreal. I love you all. God bless. Stay safe. And I'll see ya when I'm see ya. Bye-bye.